professional. A professional is a person who has been dehumanized so he can be a cog in the evil machine that rules planet Earth. Never trust a licensed professional, especially about the subject in which he professes to be an expert. The professional has been trained to ignore anything that contradicts the views in which he has been steeped for most of his life. That's not wisdom, that's not science, that's not freedom, and that doesn't work in the real world. To be a productive and constructive human being, you need to analyze everything you do to the best of your abilities. Do a deep search. Consider all the combinations and permutations of all the assumptions you're making. Give every idea a fair chance to be useful. It's true that you can make more money in the short term by buying into the conventional foolishness. But when you get to the end of your life, you will find you have gotten the most rewards from deep and honest analysis, honest work, and promoting freedom and fairness for yourself and everyone else. Professionals are controlled by licenses, permits, customs, and political corruption. Professionals are most often forbidden to try new techniques and technologies. Professionals are rewarded for mediocre work and punished for excellence. The professional nurses, doctors, and lawyers have become a threat to our children, ourselves, and our communities. Professional licensing has turned a once functional system into an immediate threat to our health and our sanity. As I said in the pamphlet I wrote in the 60s, if Jesus appeared today and started healing the sick, the American Medical Association would have him back on the cross tomorrow. Fortunately, the professional system is decaying and dying. The system is bankrupt. The system is losing the ability to pay its minions and its soldiers. People are waking up to the fact that the institutions that claim to support us are the biggest threats to our families, our communities, our peace, our prosperity, and our lives. I'm not suggesting that anyone be deceitful or violent. I just believe the free market will cause certain things to happen in the natural course events. Two can play the censorship game. If the criminals in control can censor the information we the people get, we the people can censor the food, water, electricity, and heat that the criminals in control get. It's the people who know where the switches and valves are. It's the people who know how to repair the system that provides energy to the government buildings. It would be a shame if those systems couldn't be repaired because parts of the establishment have gone criminally insane and they're trying to kill us. It would not be a bad thing if the criminals in control got a lesson on how to do without the cushy lifestyle to which they have become so accustomed. Maybe they need to know what it's like to live on rice and beans in substandard housing. Maybe they should have a try at growing their own potatoes. As it is now, the criminals in control go from a warm and comfortable home to a warm and comfortable limo, and then to a warm and comfortable office. They don't know what it's like to stand at a freezing bus stop so you can go to work on some crappy job. The idea of government is failing. The professional narrative is losing traction. We don't need coercive government. We have never needed coercive government. And we will never need coercive government. Coercive professional government is the biggest threat humanity faces today. We can put an end to this kabuki farce simply by telling the truth and saying no. Freedom is not a luxury. Freedom is a necessity. Without freedom, societies and people get sick and die. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.